Episode 2395, Time is of the Essence.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. Are you ready to end your week with a bang? Yes, it is the weekend. It's Relationship Builders, and there is no better way and no better time than right now for your marriage. Time is of the essence. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Why put off what matters most? Time is of the essence. Do what you need for your marriage and make today count. You know what's frightening is putting off what needs to be done for you and your spouse. But we do it. We put our children first. Why do you think more marriages fail when they have children? Well, yes, don't blame it on the kids, but it's a fact. Why is it that finances contribute to divorce, to marriages not working? Well, finances, yeah, it's the number one. It's the number one as to why we break up. Any relationship takes work. Your marriage requires work. You know, finding yourself struggling in marriage is not something we think about before we say, I do. We have that white picket fence, beautiful white house with, you know, the quartz countertops and waterfall islands, and we think about the bedrooms of just being perfection, and then the living room, it's like, oh, just gatherings. But in all of this perfection that we see, this dream of what we have comes in real life, and all of a sudden it's destroyed. And it's not destroyed in one day, it's destroyed over time. And that's where we miss the mark. Is because we don't realize in our marriage that, wait, we think it's one event. You know, insurance, a lot of our insurances cover an event, but they don't cover something that happens over a period of time. If you want to impact your marriage, if you want to have that strong foundation, you've got to understand that what you do every day adds up. Time is of the essence. And so, you know, when you are struggling in marriage, it's hard for us to come to grips with that because we don't dream about it. Even with pre-marriage counseling, most are not told that you will have struggles and troubles. They just come on and then they're like, well, no one told me what to do. And no one's reading the books. And most of the time when you go to counseling or you read the books, it's already too late. Because it's like that slow leak behind the wall. Things just build up over time, and then all of a sudden, it shows up, and you're like, well, how did we get here? Well, you got here over 30 years of work. Oh, wait, you got here over 10 years of crap that's been going on in your marriage, but you didn't see it, you didn't make time for it, and so therefore, it was just behind the wall. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well, was this the main event? Is this what broke the camel's back? The one straw that broke the camel's back? No, it was something that happened over a period of time. And because it's between you and the one you love, it's hard to break away from what you're hiding from. It's behind the wall. You don't need to talk about it. No one sees it. So really, is there anything wrong? If you don't face it, maybe it won't happen or it's not happening. Maybe those are your thoughts. If no one's talking about it, then, oh, we can get through it. And getting through it, what does that mean? What does that really mean? Oh, wait, this argument, this frustration, this anger will go away. This too shall pass. Yes, it does. But it also builds up. What bank account are you building for your marriage? And I'm not talking about your finances. I'm talking about the heart bank account. The problem with the approach that, oh, you know what? I'm just going to, I'm just going to ignore it, is that you make a way for the growth of the bad and ugly. That's where it stands. Unless you become proactive and are willing to do what hasn't been done, then you stay right where you are. No marriage can survive years of turmoil unless you're willing to put in the work. Time is of the essence, so put in the work. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put in the W-O-R-K, work. And this is one way that you can do it. This is one way that you can impact your marriage. And believe it or not, you need to start. Don't sit there and say, oh, it's all my spouse's fault. No, it's not. It's a two-way street. You have as much of an influence, as much of an impact by your actions and how that will reflect on your spouse and in your marriage. So be willing to put in the work. Number one, W, wing it no more. It's time to take an honest look at where your marriage stands. You cannot change something you are not willing to see. Again, that leaky pipe behind the wall. Can't see it. It could be going on for years and years, decades. And then all of a sudden, right? And then when it does happen, you're like, well, it really isn't that bad. Maybe I'll just leave it there and nobody can see it. It's behind the couch. Not a big deal. But you got a hole in your wall. You got a hole in your marriage. Pull back the covers on what isn't working in your marriage so you can put in the work. This is where honesty shines both in your actions and in your heart. Wing it no more. Number two, O, organize your thoughts. Here you need to make time to understand you, yourself, and where you stand. What matters to you in your situation and in your marriage? Really sit down and ponder what matters. When was the last time you thought about your marriage? I'm not saying that when you were shoving your spouse out the door for work or you were headed out to work and you're like, I love you, goodbye, and that was it. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about dinner time where you're discussing, oh, wait, now we've got to go take the kids here and then, wait, we're going to mom and dad's over here and then, oh, by the way, we've got vacation in 2 weeks and we've got tax-free weekend. Don't forget that. That's this weekend. So, you know, we got to make time to go shopping and maybe you got a spouse that loves to go shopping, but if it's my hubby, not so much. He wants to run in and run out. And this online thing is much better. I'm like, you can't try on clothes. I know in some places you still can't try on clothes, but that's for another episode. You got to organize your thoughts. You got to make time to think about your thoughts, to be honest with yourself, really sitting down. How do you see things? By putting into words your position, then you better understand who you are showing up to be. Because remember, marriage is a two-way street. It's not just about what your spouse is doing. It's about what you are doing too. Number three, read to lead. Be alert to what matters to your spouse. Read your spouse. What's going on? Ask questions. Be inquisitive. Make time for your spouse. Pay attention. Don't be the one in the relationship that sits back thinking everything is okay. Now, I'm not saying either that you need to throw darts at your spouse all the time. There are some times that you shouldn't talk because things are a little rocky and you're not in the position to calmly and collectively go through a situation and have a heart to heart. So it's really important to read to lead, to make that time to watch your spouse, learn the patterns, find the triggers that sets them off. But if you're not watching for that, there's no way that you can make any changes and you won't know what needs to change. And finally, number four, K, kill with kindness. Take aim with a heart full of kindness. If we had kindness in our marriage, our relationships would be a lot different. But for some reason, we're the meanest to the one we love the most, or at least that we claim to love the most. But do your actions show it? Do your words show it? Let go of what is hurting and forgive. If you're not willing to stop keeping score, then you're going to be stuck with what you have. Nothing will change. So don't settle where you are. Create your now. Marriage wasn't designed to be easy. Relationships require love, grace, and forgiveness. So put in the work. Build what you desire to have. Create that foundation. So then in everything that you do, you have that opportunity to build something even stronger. Build that foundation by what you do and create a marriage that can withstand any storm that comes your way. You deserve it. Your spouse deserves it. Your family deserves it. So go out today and make it count. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.